reasonable doubt that the inhabitants of our world survived the end of world ages in the past. But beyond simply surviving, they learned from the difficulties that can accompany the change. In the words of their day, those who have come before us did their very best to tell us what it means to live such a rare moment in history. And that's a good thing they did, because such events are few and far between. Only 5 generations in the last 26,000 years have experienced the shift of world ages. We will be the 6th. The present world age isn't something that will simply fade away into the sunset of a time that seems to perpetually linger out there somewhere in our future. Just the opposite. Our world age has an expiration date. It ends at a specific time, with a specific event, on a day that was marked on a calendar over 2,000 years ago. And there's no secret to that date. The Maya who calculated it also inscribed it as a permanent record for future generations. It's etched into stone monuments that were built to last until the end of time and beyond. Using the format of the ancient long count calendar, the system of timekeeping that the Maya developed to track extremely long periods of time, the last day of the present world age is written as a 5-part code, read from left to right. Each part has a unique name that represents increasingly smaller units of time. The leftmost unit is the Baktun and represents 144,000 days. Moving right, the Katun represents 7,200 days, the Tun, 360 days, and the Yuanal, 20 days, and the Kin, 1 day. The leftmost unit is the Baktun and represents 144,000 days. Moving to the right, the Katun represents 7,200 days, the Tun, 360 days, the Yuanal, 20 days, and the Kin, 1 day. With this code in mind, the Mayan calendar places the end date of our world age at 13.0.0.0.0. In other words, 13 Baktun cycles and 0 cycles for the rest of the units. When this date is translated to our familiar system of time, the message becomes clear. It tells us that our present world age will end with the winter solstice that takes place on December 21st in the year 2012. It's on this date that the mysterious Maya identified the astonishing astronomical events that will mark the end of our world age, and they did so over 2 millennia ago. Throughout this audiobook, I will summarize the key points I'll call time codes that will help to keep track of what's important in the various sections. Time code 1 does just that, and reminds us that we're living the completion of a 5,125-year-long cycle of time, a world age that the ancient Maya calculated would end with the winter solstice on December 21st, 2012. To put into perspective just how rare the ending of such a cycle really is, the last humans to witness the shift from one world age to the next lived in the year 3114 BC, about 1700 years before the time of Moses and the biblical Exodus. It's only recently that the meaning of a world age has made sense to modern scientists. Although the countdown to the end of time is etched deeply into our unconscious psyche, the conditions that it brings are only now being recognized by the scientific disciplines that range from geology and oceanography to astronomy and climatology. The reason scientists seem to be so late in jumping on the 2012 bandwagon is because of technology, or the lack of it. Only in the last 60 years or so have we had the computers, the satellites, and the remote sensing equipment that could verify the connection between the end of a world age and the changes it brings to our lives. From that verification, we now understand that everything from the global climate, patterns of war and peace, and even our own spiritual growth, all appear to be directly influenced by the planetary changes that are now documented by the best science of today. Just the way we're cautioning future generations about our 20th century experiences